Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 1. These are the words which Moshe spoke to all Yisrael beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the desert plain, opposite Tzuf, between Paran and Tophel, and Lavan, and Chatzeroth and Di Zahav, 11 days from Horev, by way of Mount Seir, to Kadesh Barnea. And it came to be in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first of the month, that Moshe spoke to the children of Yisrael, according to all that Yahuwah had commanded him concerning them, after he had smitten Sihon, sovereign of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, sovereign of Bashan, who dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrei, beyond the Jordan in the land of Moab. Moshe undertook to declare this Torah, saying,
Yahuwah, our Elohim, spoke to us in Horev, saying, You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and depart on your way, and go into the mountains of the Amorites, and to all the neighboring places in the desert plain, in the mountains and in the low country, and in the Negev and on the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Parath. See, I have put the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahuwah swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, to give to them and their seed after them. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am unable to bear you by myself. Yahuwah, your Elohim, has increased you, and see, you are today as numerous as the stars of the Shamayim. Yahuwah, Elohim of your fathers, is going to add to you 1,000 times more than you are, and barach you as he has spoken to you. How do I bear your pressure and your burden and your strife by myself? Choose men wise and understanding, and known to your tribes, and let me appoint them as your heads. And you answered me and said,
The word which you have spoken to us to do is good.
And I took the heads of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, leaders of thousands, and leaders of hundreds, and leaders of fifties, and leaders of tens, and officers for your tribes. And I commanded your judges at that time, saying, When hearing between your brothers, judge righteously between a man and his brother, or the stranger who is with him. Do not show partiality in right ruling. Hear the small as well as the great. Do not be afraid of anyone's face, for the right ruling belongs to Elohim. And the case which is too hard for you, bring it to me, and I shall hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the words which you should do. Then we departed from Horev, and went through all that great and awesome wilderness which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Amorites, as Yahuwah, our Elohim, had commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea, and I said to you, You have come to the mountains of the Amorites, which Yahuwah, our Elohim, is giving us. See, Yahuwah, your Elohim, has put the land before you. Go up and possess it, as Yahuwah, Elohim of your fathers, has spoken to you. Do not fear, nor be discouraged. And all of you came near to me and said,
Let us send men before us, and let them search out the land for us,
and bring back word to us of the way by which we should go up,
and of the cities into which we would come.
And the matter was good in my eyes, so I took 12 of your men, one man from each tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountains, and came to the Wadi Eshkol, and spied it out. And they took some of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us. And they brought back word to us, saying,
"The land which Yahweh, our Elohim, is giving us is good."
But you would not go up and rebelled against the word of Yahweh, your Elohim, and grumbled in your tents and said,
"Because Yahweh was hating us, he has brought us out of the land of Mitzrayim to give us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us."
Where are we going to? Our brothers made our hearts melt, saying the people are greater and taller than we.
The cities are great and walled up to the Shemayim, and we saw the sons of the Anakim there too.
Then I said to you, "Have no dread or fear of them. Yahweh, your Elohim, who is going before you, he fights for you according to all he did for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you saw how Yahweh, your Elohim, has borne you as a man bears his son, in all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet in this matter, you are putting no trust in Yahweh, your Elohim, who is going before you in the way to seek out a place for you, to pitch your tents, to show you the way you should go, in fire by night and in a cloud by day. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and took an oath, saying,
Not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that good land of which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him and his children I give the land on which he walked, because he followed Yahweh completely.
And Yahweh was enraged with me for your sakes, saying,
You do not go in there either. Yahshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Strengthen him, for he shall cause Yisrael to inherit, and your little ones and your children, who you say are for a prey, who today have no knowledge of good and evil, they are going in there. And to them I give it, and they are to possess it. But you turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Sea of Reeds.
Then you answered and said to me,
We have sinned against Yahweh.
We ourselves are going up, and we shall fight, as Yahweh our Elohim commanded us.
And when each one of you had girded on his battle gear, you were ready to go up into the mountain. And Yahweh said to me,
Say to them, Do not go up nor fight, for I am not in your midst, lest you be smitten before your enemies.
So I spoke to you, but you would not listen, and rebelled against the word of Yahweh, and acted proudly, and went up into the mountain. Then the Amorites, who dwelt in that mountain, came out against you and chased you as bees do, and beat you back from Seir to Hormah. And you returned and wept before Yahweh. But Yahweh would not listen to your voice nor give ear to you. So you dwelt in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you dwelt.